Hey gang, this is Bill Calvin. I'm from the Pacific Queen. I'm checking in. It's Friday morning. As I'm sure most of the guys know, we're gonna, you know, Captain Drew Card and myself are taking the boat up to the Central Coast to fish albacore this fall. And I kind of wanted to just make a little mention of what's going on up there. I spent the better part of the last 4 days kind of gathering information through various commercial albacore sources, as well as some friends of mine that have private boats that fish out of Monterey. Now, as far as my guys that I have been talking with that fish out of Monterey, they've pretty much consistently, for coming up on 7 weeks now, you know, anytime they get out there in that decent water that's around, like just above and around that Davidson seamount, they have been catching 25 to 50 fish a boat, and that's for 2 to 4 guys on small center consoles. They pretty much are going out there and they're filling up their coolers and they're going home, and it's been that way for an extended period of time. We don't have really any information as far as fish catches coming out of there on sport fishing boats, bigger sport fishing boats like ours, because there hasn't been any that have gone up there. There's been none. There's been small private boats, and there has been commercial jig boats, and obviously we're not hearing about that commercial jig fishing. But I did get information that there was a jig boat fishing the Davidson a little over a week ago that had a 400 fish day all on the trolling feathers. So that's very, very impressive. I just got off the phone with Chad Woods. He told me that the Kahuna with 11 people out of, I'm not really sure what landing they're out of, but they're up there in the Monterey area. 11 people had 71 albacore yesterday. And I just got a text message from my friend that is very tied into the private boat fleet that's been fishing that albacore. He sent me a text message last night. He said everyone had 30-plus fish that went out there. So it was good fishing again yesterday. I know because of the information that I've gathered here over the last 4 or 5 days. There's a tremendous body of fish up there. It's the real deal. It's not a little bit here and there when, you know, one guy randomly catches 30 fish. It's been every single time the guys have gone down there. It's good fishing. It's a tremendous body of fish, and it's not just right there. It stretches up north and northwest from there with the information I gathered here this last week. So, to make a long story short, I'm pretty fired up. I'm kind of a little bit out of my skin excited about getting up there. It is definitely real deal body of albacore, and we're going to go up there with the Pacific Queen, 150 scoops of live bait, and 20 to 30 people, and we're going to go up there, we're going to make some catches of albacore. I know that it's kind of like no one really knows about it, because once again, there's been no information coming out of there, but I've done some intel this week, and it's good, man. There's good fishing, and we're going to be up there getting in on it. So that's kind of that's what I can see myself with here these last 4 days. Because of where that fish is, it's just over 80 miles from Avila Beach. We are going to be scheduling day-and-a-half trips so that we can get up there and get and fish that Davidson. So our day-and-a-half schedule out of Patriot Sport Fishing is starting Friday night the 7th, fishing Saturday the 8th. That's our first trip out of Patriot, and we're going to be doing day-and-a-half schedules where we fish Saturday, fish Monday, and fish Thursday. We're leaving at 8 o'clock. We're departing at 8 p.m. and then we're going to be returning at 8 a.m. and that's out of Patriot Sport Fishing in Avila Beach. On our way up, we're doing a 2-day trip. I worked it out with Greg Ewart of Ventura Sport Fishing. We have a 2-day trip that we're going to be fishing albacore on the way up to Avila. It's departing Ventura Harbor at 6 p.m. on the 5th. We're going to fish the 6th, and we're going to fish the 7th, returning into Avila Beach on the evening of the 7th. That's going to be our first trip up there, departing Ventura, returning to Avila Beach. We have it priced pretty low for a 2-day trip. It's going to be all your meals and snacks included and hors d'oeuvres and all that stuff for $425. And There's a very impressive strip of water. This water, it looks as though it runs pretty much from the Davidson. The last good terrapin picture that we had from 2 days ago, that edge runs all the way down to the western edge of the Rodriguez. So I know there's been scattered fish caught all along there. There has not been a whole lot of guys looking at it, and we're going to give it a check on Thursday, and we're going to be up on that Davidson Friday morning. So that 2-day out of Ventura is going to be a really good check for us. I just looked at the 7-day forecast as far as weather. It looks like we're going to have good weather, and we're going to be doing that. So that's kind of our Central Coast Albacore thing on the Pacific Queen. There's going to be some very impressive fishing going on, and no one really knows about it. So that's what I know. That's what I found out this week. And what else do they have for you? Oh, yeah, we've actually had really good bait out of San Diego for almost a month now. And because of the good bait that we've had, we've been able to cure out a tank of sardines on board. So we got great bait. It's all mixed up, size sardine, and we got a full tank of cured bait, which is on our boat. One tank of bait is like 85, 90 scoops, and it's been on there for almost 10 days. So we're going to be going probably, I don't foresee any reason why we wouldn't have that bait. So we're going to be going up to the Central Coast with a 80 some odd scoop secured sardine. So anyhow, very exciting stuff. We're going to be up there and calling in with a report. What would it be? Thursday next week, we're going to be calling in with a report. That's going to be our first day. Thursday, Friday is going to be our two fishing days on that 2-day trip. So that's my Central Coast Albacore report. We're excited. We're going to be up there next week. We have two more trips out of San Diego. We have a trip departing tonight, day and a half trip. It's been full for about a month now. Our last trip out of San Diego, we have a day and a half departing Fisherman's Landing Sunday night, Fishing Monday. We have only 8 people signed up on it. Me and Drew went ahead and confirmed that that trip is going to be going out for sure. So that's going to be our last trip out of San Diego this year, is going to be leaving Sunday night, Fishing Monday. And there's still very good fishing to be had, as I'm sure most of you guys well know. I think Drew probably called in. He was captain of this last trip and had a tremendous catch of fish on board. He had limits to yellowtail and a bunch of tuna and dorado to go with it. So it's still good fishing out of San Diego, but we definitely have the pull of that albacore fishing up there that is, I feel, that's completely underutilized just because we haven't had sport boats go up there with live bait yet. We're going to be the first ones on scene to the capacity that we have with the Pacific Queen. So very excited about it. And let's see, Pedro Sport Fishing phone number is area code 805-559-7200, and you can check them out at patriotsportfishing.com. And I think that's about it. So that was a very long drawn out report, but I kind of needed to get it out there. So with all that being said, I see no doubt in my mind that we're going to be making some very impressive catches on albacore up there. So very excited about it, and we'll check in later. We're out.